Mike Crosha. Any unfavorable situation involving the birth of a child is extremely stressful for the parents and family of that child. Although not life-threatening, congenital absence of the external ear has major physical and social implications for that child. Not only aesthetically compromising, the child's ability to hear is also at risk due to absence of the ear canal or malformation of the hearing bones themselves. MFAS surgeons use classic, time-honored techniques to reconstruct the external portion of the ear. We use native tissue harvested with a small incision over the rib cartilage. Cartilage is then harvested, sculpted, and contoured into the framework necessary for an external ear. This is placed into a precisely designed pocket adjacent to the remnant of the ear. The skin of this pocket will then provide the skin to cover the sculpted external ear. This is the most robust portion of the reconstruction. Over the ensuing months, there are two or three stages that are less involved but are quite important for the overall result. After the final operation, a new external ear is created to replace the absent ear. Then, our dedicated ear surgeons undertake the restoration of the hearing mechanisms to restore the hearing to as close to normal as possible. We understand that congenital malformations of the external ear bring great distress to the family of the child. Every step of the way, we will guide and support both the child and the family until the final reconstruction is obtained. MFAS is wholeheartedly dedicated to the physical and emotional well-being of the patient and the family.